Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. And now you can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube, including The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima from 6 to 10 a.m. and Afternoon Drive with Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin from 2 to 7 p.m. live each and every weekday on 92.3 The Fan's YouTube channel. Subscribe to our channel for free and watch all the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan live and on demand. Dan Menigan and Anthony Allant in for Baskin and Phelps today, 92.3 The Fan. Tim May will be joining us in about 40 minutes to get the latest on what's happening with college football, the Buckeyes, and the college football playoff, and the never-ending spinning of the coaching carousel that's taking place. That has a name coming up that I didn't see coming, Anthony, but boy, it's one that opened my eyes, and it's courtesy of Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer, who had in her piece yesterday that Michigan has interest in Browns offensive coordinator Tommy Rees for its head coaching vacancy, a league source tells Cleveland.com. What do you think of that?
I think it's interesting because he has been a hot name over the last couple of years. I think that, especially last year, he almost got the UNC job over before they decided on going with Bill Belichick. So and he was a conversation with the UCLA job this offseason, the Penn State job.
Talk
for
to
sure.
Penn State too, yeah.
And I'm sure a myriad of others. My biggest question is, what do they do? Like, first of all, if he takes the job, does he just leave immediately?
I mean,
to just start recruiting? Or does he like finish out this year and then kind of go for it from there?
Oh, I think he'd leave immediately and start recruiting. I mean, we're in this situation where Lane Kiffin is blowing off the playoff game so that he could get to LSU to start recruiting. And you want to look at Lane and be like, dude, LSU recruits itself. What are you doing? You don't need to be down there to recruit this. You could finish the season with Ole Miss and then find your way around. But he's like, nope, I got to get going now.
I would imagine if you're a Michigan fan, that is not the name that you wanted to see pop up there. The two names that I've seen bandied about over the last couple of days are Marcus Freeman from Notre Dame and Kalen DeBoer from Alabama. And you call those two guys, you make them say no, and then you work down the list to Lincoln Riley or you go from there. I know a lot of people want to go with Jesse Minter. I know there's the show clause going on that nobody knows when it ends officially.
It's like a Stephen Vogt contract extension.
Right. Like I know Matthew Berry was talking the other day on his show about, I think we just need to break from the Jim Harbaugh tree.
Yes.
Just because
that
of
was getting tossed around.
Like there was the cheating scandal. Then there was Connor Stallions. Now you have everything that's going on with Sharon Moore there that maybe we just need a clean break. But Michigan's a spot where they like people that are their own. You know, they like guys that played there, that coached there in the past. So I would imagine that Jesse Minter's up for that job as well.
It's so fascinating
that name has come up. Browns fans, what do you think hearing that your offensive coordinator might be in line for the Michigan job? And not just because, you know, if you're going to call up and go, Michigan sucks, Ohio State rocks, like, that's not what we're looking for here. What we're thinking more of is a lot of people think that this offense has taken off a little bit since Tommy Rees took over the play calling, that it's looked a little bit better. Now, some of that is Shedeur Sanders' play as well. The last, you know, two out of the four games that are in there, or I should say two of the three games, my bad math. But, like, this organization seems like it really wants to keep Tommy Rees. Mary Kay Cabot had a previous piece saying that the Browns, and she has it in this piece as well, saying that the Browns want to do everything they can to keep Tommy Rees in Cleveland. They think they have something in this guy. And Michigan and Penn State, and when you were talking about North Carolina coming to be interested in him to be their head coach, does it make you want him more? Does it make you want to keep him more? Because this offense has had its problems, and this offense has had its problems schematically. And I think there's a chunk of the fan base that looks and blames the schematic issues on Kevin Stefanski and do not blame them on Tommy Rees, because they look at him and go, well, it's looked better. Old man Stefanski can't get out of his old own way.
Mm.
Do you see it that way? Do you think that's the way you should look at this, that maybe Tommy Rees is someone who should be here?
I don't necessarily have an issue with keeping him as the offensive coordinator. My issue would arise if they decide to make him the head coach.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Like, I think that is the out-and-out worst-case scenario that all of this can come. And every single college that decides to float his name out there as a potential head coaching option, that seems more and more like the reality, because they are clearly in love with the guy. And look, he looks good. He seems fine enough. I don't know. The offense is so bad that it's so hard to actually evaluate anybody. I know Lance Reisland has said that Tommy Rees has played a big role in helping Shedeur develop and, you know, helping Dylan at least get marginally better.
Well, I think they all have. I think Rees, Bill Musgrave, Kevin Stefanski, hell, you could throw Chad O'Shea in there and whomever the tight ends coach is, who I don't know off the top of my head. I think all of these people should get some level of credit for the fact that this offense has looked better at the end of the season than it did at the beginning of the season. And hopefully it maintains that. Again, we've got four games of data that we still need to add to the machine.
But that's, if you're going to decide to keep him, are you going to have to give him a promotion? Like, are you going to have to make him the associate head coach under Kevin Stefanski? Or is he just going to stay as an offensive coordinator? Because if I were Tommy Rees, I'm looking around like, we are not good. And maybe we're going to get a first round quarterback this year, but I don't have time to wait around that long. I can always be an NFL level offensive coordinator. You've proven enough over the last couple of weeks that some team is going to give you a shot at any point in your career. See Chip Kelly. To be an offensive coordinator in the league. So yeah, that will always be there for you. If your goal is to be a head coach, what better place to kick things off then at Michigan, a place that has sent head coaches back to the NFL as a head coach in the past.
Makes a lot of sense if you're sitting there as Tommy Reese. On top of the fact that we know how these college coaching searches go and these college coaching contracts work, which is that even if you get canned, you're going to get paid anyway.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And the fact that you could go back and forth. Like, I get it from Tommy Reese's side of things where he's just like, okay, the lines have never been blurrier than this moment when you've got Jeff Hafley going from being the head coach of BC to go into the Packers to be their defensive coordinator to now being in head coaching conversations for the NFL. And in the same way that you could do it with Tommy Reese, in the same way you're seeing all of these guys, Matt Patricia, perfect example, found his way back into college after being, for some dumb reason, the offensive coordinator for the Patriots. Like, you can see the path there and where it makes sense on the Tommy Reese side of things, where he would go, this is my opportunity and I'm not going to get hired in the NFL. And I don't, you know, maybe I like being an OC, but boy, oh boy, if I'm going to give this a shot, this is a good opportunity because Michigan, granted, they'll give you every single opportunity and they'll give you all the resources you need to turn around and win. This is not some also run program.
I mean, you're going to get a 6-year contract for at least $10 million if you become the Michigan head coach, like bar none. And if it fails, you can go be a group of five. You can return to the NFL. And he has the benefit of being the offensive coordinator at Notre Dame in Alabama. So, you know, he can do it in college. And there's been just enough from Shador Sanders this year that you can say, OK, he was in charge a little bit more of the play calling and it's worked out a little bit better for the Browns. Enough to lead Shador to almost passing for 400 yards.
It makes sense for why Tommy Reese would want to do this. The question that I continue to look at is, if I'm a Browns fan, and it's looked better since this guy has taken over as the play caller, I don't want to lose this guy. And I understand why they believe what they are believing. But boy, unless you're right, I don't want to make him the head coach. I don't think he's an NFL head coach. I would like to see it somewhere else take place. Like yes, in press conferences, he sounds like an NFL head coach because he has down how to just have noise-filled air for a period of time and, you know, have everybody walk out and go, did he say anything of substance? He's really good at that. I just don't know if I'm willing to hitch my wagon to make sure that this guy doesn't leave. That's the part that's interesting.
But
Sorry, buddy. Roman, let me throw you back on hold.
So those are the two paths that it looks like it's going down for me is if Kevin Stefanski ends up getting fired at the end of the year, Tommy Reese is gone unless you decide or you promote him to be the head coach after Kevin Stefanski gets fired. I'm not okay. Like, so I don't know if you're just keeping Tommy Reese as long as his name continues in these college head coaching conversations. I don't know if you're just keeping him as an offensive coordinator. I feel like it's either going to be you're going to lose Tommy Reese or he's going to be your next head coach.
Roman and Canton, what do you think? Thank you, man. Apologize for that.
Yeah, no, you're fine. I was just calling, you know, as a Browns fan, of course you don't want this guy to leave. It shows that, you know, with all the recognition he's gotten kind of, I guess, leading up to it and what he's done in college, I feel like, you know, if Kevin were to go or if that were to happen, you give him complete, you know, give him the reins of the offense. And I know that obviously he does now, but it's always kind of feels like Kevin lingering since he had the play calls and he had to give it up and yada, yada. But I also, if I were him, I would also remember, unless he has like certain emotional ties to Michigan, like these coaching opportunities in big blue chip, you know, college football programs, they show up all the time. This won't be the last time that a big program, you know, is in search for a really good head coach. Feels like, and again, as an Ohio State coach, I'm biased, but it feels like over the last couple seasons that Michigan's been in shambles with all the controversy around it. So I don't know if I'd want to walk into that position and be the new guy, but you know, if he clearly wants to be in the NFL and he wants to be, you know, the guy in the NFL.
Well, but does he? Cause he's taken all these college head coaching interviews. And I mean, granted, we're not in a position of the NFL yet where he can have head coaching interviews, and I wonder if he'll be in there. But, boy, right. It seems like a guy who's got wandering eyes a little bit.
Yeah. No, I totally understand that. And it's obviously what's best for his family and in the long run what he thinks is the best for, you know, himself and his career. But I, as a Browns fan, yeah, I'd be a little worrisome that, you know, somebody's going to sweep him off his feet because this offense it's gotten a jolt, and whether you can point it to Shadur or you could point it to Tommy Reese or whoever, the combination of the two feels like they got things kind of on track to have a bright future. And I also want to throw this in there that this draft class absolutely 100% saved AB's job this year, because if he would have thrown a couple more flops out there and we'd still be 3-10, I don't think it'd be looking as pretty as it is for the next couple seasons.
It's a different conversation. Appreciate it, Roman. Stay warm out there. Folks, what do you think of this? Michigan being interested in talking to Tommy Rees. And what does that tell you about this guy? Does it change your opinion on him at all? 216-474-0092. Our buddy Tim May coming up in about a half an hour as well. Kevin Stefanski live from the podium around 105, 110 as well. So keep it locked in right here. Anthony Lant, Dan Menigan, 92 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.